稣将大使命颁布给我们，要我们使人做主的门徒。今日我们不必踌躇，这里有主的中仆，教导你我规划服事、牧养、训练、拆船与职堂的蓝图。让我们透过这两课中，经历从天上来的赐福。欢迎收听晨曦讲座。
欢迎来到晨曦讲座，我是您的同工芳华。今天我们进行的栏目是传承跨代的危机与转机，我们进入到传承为真理而战的主题。曾牧师提到了坚强稳定的侍奉必须基于真理，而我们所处的世界真理却面临了四个关键领域的攻击。第一个领域是神的良善，第二个领域是神的权柄，第三个领域是神的福音。他引用了哥林多后书四章的部分，不信之人被这世界的神弄瞎了心眼。今天他会继续谈这个部分，同时也会谈到第四个关键的领域，也就是神的恩典的真理受到攻击。以下我们一块来听。
世代更替的速度越来越快，面对教会、家庭、组织，上一代与下一代的传承浪潮一波波涌来，什么该留，什么该舍？邀请您一起来寻找定准之锚，勇度跨代挑战。欢迎收听《传承跨代的危机与转机》。
Let me share with you how precious our salvation is in Christ Jesus.
我要跟大家分享这个基督的十字架是何等的宝贵。
One of the common questions I ask is, according to the Bible, how many ways are there to heaven?
我曾做过一个这个查经，就是说，上天堂有多少种方式
？How many ways?
有多少条路
？I was in Korea some years ago at Sarang Church.
我记得有几年前是在韩国的这个爱的教会。
They opening the new facility, the new building, and I was invited there to cut the ribbon.
他们盖了一个新的大楼，然后我受邀去剪彩。
And I was privileged to be the only non-Korean speaker to preach in one of the messages.
那当时我是唯一受邀的非韩国人然后在那边传讲信息。
I stood before this great Presbyterian church and asked how many ways are there to heaven according to the Bible.
那我问同样的问题，就是在那个爱的教会，我说到天堂的路有几条。
And I told them the truth. According to the Bible, there are three ways to heaven.
那我记得我当时我说，其实你如果查考圣经，有三条路可以上天堂。
Then I turned and looked at my senior pastor, the senior pastor of the church who's sitting there. He was like, surprised. What are you talking about?
然后我就发现那个主任牧师在那里坐立难安，这个讲员在讲什么啊？
And so before you throw me out of the Bible college, please hear me out.
所以在你把我丢出华神之前，你先听我分述。
The greatest book in the Bible that deals with salvation is the book of Romans.
在罗马书里面，罗马书是讲到救恩最完整的一卷书。
In Romans chapter 2, Paul was talking about the impartiality of God.
在罗马书里面讲到说神是不偏待人的。
And Paul says in Romans chapter 2, verse 6 and 7, who will render to each person according to his deeds. To those who by perseverance in doing good seek for glory and honor and immortality, he gives eternal life.
第六节，罗马书第二章六到七节，他必照个人的行为报应个人。凡恒心行善、寻求荣耀、尊贵和不能朽坏之福的，就以永生报应他们。
First way God accepts to heaven, you persevere in doing good.
第一条路就是你恒心行善，寻求荣耀。
The second way is found in verse 13. For it's not the hearers of the law who are just before God, but the doers of the law will be justified.
第十三节说，原来在神面前不是听律法的为义，乃是行律法的称义。
The word justify is a salvation word.
那称义它是一个救恩的一个名词说法。
And so according to Paul's theology, there are two groups of people in the world, the Jews and the Gentiles.
根据罗马书，在上帝面前有两群人，一群是犹太人，一群是外邦人。
The Jews have the law, and Paul says, you are doers of the law, you will be justified.
那对犹太人，保罗就说，你们有神的律法，你们若遵行律法，就得以称义。
For the Gentiles who doesn't have the law, he says, you do good deeds and persevere in doing good, you have eternal life.
那么对于外邦人，他说，你们如果恒心行善，寻求荣耀和不朽之福的，就永生来报应你们。
Two ways that God accepts to heaven.
那所以有两条路，上帝是接受，让他们可以上天堂的。
Romans chapter 2.
在罗马书第二章。
Now when it comes to Romans chapter 3, in verse 23, it says, For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
可是到了罗马书第三章，他就讲到世人都犯了罪，亏缺了上帝的荣耀。
All means both Jews and Gentiles have sinned against God.
不管是犹太人、外邦人，他们同样在上帝面前都犯了罪。
No Jew can fulfill the law, even though God accepts it, but he cannot fulfill, so no Jew can go to heaven.
所以虽然你行全的律法你就可以上天堂，问题是所有的犹太人没有一个能够守全部的律法。
Because no Jew can fulfill the law to heaven.
因为没有任何一个犹太人可以借着守全律法而上天堂。
And because all have sinned, no Gentile can continue to do good because God sees the heart.
对外邦人说，没有一个人真的是从生到死恒心行善，寻求那个不朽之福，所以外邦人仍然没有办法上天堂。
So now we come to the question, how many ways are there to heaven? The answer is zero.
那所以到讲到这个地方，到底有多少条路可以上天堂？现在到目前的结论其实是 zero。
And in chapter 4 and chapter 5, the Apostle Paul says, when there is no way to heaven, God punched through and made the way at the cross of Jesus.
但是因为人是如此的绝望，根本没有路可以上天堂，所以上帝破天而降，他为我们开了一条路。
God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
How many ways are there to heaven? Therefore, there is only one way, and his name is Jesus.
所以到这里，到底有几条通天的路？答案是只剩下一条，他的名字叫做耶稣基督。
So one day I was witnessing to a Buddhist. He says, you Christians are biased. You say there's only one way to heaven.
那我有一次遇到一个佛教徒，他说你们基督徒很霸道，你们说通天之路只有一条。
I say, my friend, you're wrong. According to the Bible, there are three ways God accepts.
那我跟他讲说，你错了。其实有上帝为人开了三条路。
But no Jew can fulfill the law. No Gentile can continue to do good by God's standard because he sees the heart.
其实上帝给的这三条路当中，我们看到犹太人他行不通，这个外邦人也行不通，因为上帝鉴察人心。
And because we cannot make our way to heaven, God made his way down to earth through Jesus Christ at the cross.
那因为我们没有办法靠自己这样行善积功德上天堂，所以上帝就破天而降，为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
What a wonderful good news we have for fallen humanity.
多么惊人的，多么伟大的一个福音啊。
My friends, preach the gospel.
孩子们，弟兄姊妹，要传扬福音。
Contend for the truth.
就为真理而竭力争辩。
When Jesus be lifted up, he will draw all men unto himself.
因为耶稣说，我若从世界被举起来，就会吸引万民来归向我。
Because Christ come to prepare that place for us in heaven.
因为基督来以后又回去，他为我们预备地方。
John 14 verse 1 to 3, Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions.
约翰福音十四章里面讲说你们心里不要忧愁，在我父的家里有许多的住处。
I go and prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself.
我去是为你们预备地方，若是没有，我早就告诉你们了。
Jesus said, I go and prepare a place for you. My question is, go where?
那耶稣说我去为你们预备地方，我的问题是他是去哪里啊？
The picture we have in our mind is in the heaven, there are many rooms, and Jesus now is going to heaven to prepare a place in heaven for us.
所以传统的理解就是说他去为我们预备地方，他是在天上，在天父的家里有很多的地方他去预备。
If that's the case, then Jesus is only the eternal concierge to make sure our rooms are ready.
那如果是这样的话，那耶稣就是天上的那个大掌柜的，或是那个 hotel 的管理员，他为我们预备房间。
The context of John 14 is the farewell discourse.
那事实上在约翰福音十四章，他这个是一个告别演说。
Jesus speak to his disciples about the impending cross.
耶稣讲的是那个就迫在眼前的那个十字架。
The context is I go to the cross to prepare a place for you in heaven.
事实上耶稣在讲的是说我要上十字架，以至于你们天上有地方可去。
That's the truth of the gospel.
那这个是福音的真理。
I have already selected the hymn that is the song of my heart for my own funeral.
我已经选好了我的追思礼拜当中要唱的诗歌。
And the hymn is And Can It Be?
然后那这首诗歌就是And can it be?
Yeah, and can it be that I should gain an interest in my Savior's blood? It is Christ on the cross who died for us.
Yeah, I know the lyric, but 但是中文我不知道你们背得出来吗？主能够为我死在十字架上？
The foundation and root and focus of my discipleship is my Savior died for me.
当中的最重要的信息就是我的救主为我舍命。
That's the truth that we must battle for.
这个是我们一生征战当中的福音真理。
The last truth under attack is the truth of God's grace under attack.
那最后一个就是上帝的这个恩典这个真理受到攻击。
Jude 1 verse 4 says, For certain men crept in unnoticed who pervert the grace of God into sensuality.
犹大书在第四节说，因为有些人偷着进来，将我们神的恩变作放纵情欲的机会。
When we say we battle for truth, it is to battle for the truth of living out God's grace in our lives.
那我们说在为这个神的恩典而征战，我们讲的是在世上我们是靠着什么而生活。
In other words, the battle of truth for us is a battle of how we live our lives.
就是要如何在世上过生活。
If we really know the grace of God, appreciate the cross of God, our lives must be changed.
我们如果真知道神的恩典，我们的生命就会改变。
My wife and I were classmates since we were 15 years old.
我跟我太太其实是青梅竹马，15岁的时候我们就是同学。
She wasn't a Christian at that time, and I was a backslider.
当时她还没有信主，然后我是刚好在冷淡退后的状态。
She invited me to a Christian meeting.
她邀请我去一个教会的聚会。
Because somebody invited her to a Christian meeting, she didn't want to go alone. I have a Christian name. She decided, you got a Christian name, come, join me.
当时呢，有人问他，有同学邀他去教会，然后他还没有信主，他就想说，我要拉一个人一起去，然后你有这个一个基督徒的名字，所以你跟我一起去好了。
Then she asked me, "Is what the preacher says true? He was preaching on the conversion of the Apostle Paul."
那他就问我说，那个刚才那个讲员讲的是真的吗？他在讲保罗的悔改。
I said, "Yes, it's true."
那我说是真的。
Not because I believe it, I was backsliding.
我当时这样回答并不表示说我是真的这样相信。
At that point, I have no interest in Christian things.
事实上我那时候正是冷淡退后，我完全不想理会这些基督教的道理。
My whole theology was warped in those days.
当时我的整个对所谓的基督教的了解都是行为。
I don't mind going to hell because I think hell is going to be a party.
那因为当时我根本不在乎什么去地狱，因为我想地狱大概就是开 party。
I thought, wow, hell, there will be all kinds of wild parties. Heaven is boring. Sing kumbaya for a million years and play harp.
那我想说那下面那边比较有趣，因为那边比较热闹，还可以热歌劲舞，不会像天上这么无聊，就是那个竖琴这样噔噔。
But in case I was wrong, I didn't want a sweet young thing to go to hell because of me.
可是我当时我就在想，我不想这位可爱的女同学因为我的说法或者我的行为而下地狱。
So I told her Jesus is true. You better believe in Jesus.
所以我就跟她说，对了，耶稣是真的，赶快去信。
She said, "How do you know?"
然后她就说，你怎么知道
？I don't know. I don't care. I was 15 years old at that time.
其实我不知道，而且我也不在乎。当时我只有十五岁。
But because I wanted to win the debate, I went to do research.
但是因为我想要辩赢，所以我就去做了一些研究。
So she asked me a question. I researched. I also asked a Christian teacher. He gave me the answer. I gave her the answer.
因为当时我太太她就一直问我问题，她问我问题，我只好去找资料或是问老师来回答她的问题。
And she gave me more questions. I found more answers, and I gave her the answer.
然后她就一直问问题，然后我就一直去找答案。
In October 1974, she prayed to receive Christ.
然后1974年的十月，她就决志信耶稣。
She was led to Christ by a backslider.
她竟然是由一个这个冷淡退后的基督徒所带领的。
After she became a Christian, she asked me a question that changed my life.
但是他后来受洗以后，他问我一个改变我一生的问题。
Her question is, if Jesus is true, why is your life like that?
他说，如果耶稣是真的，你怎么会生活成这副德性？
哇 ，It was like an arrow shot into my heart.
所以好像一支箭射到我的心。
Because I asked myself, yeah, why is my life like that?
对我开始想，对啊，我的生命怎么会是这样？
I made a decision that day.
然后我就当天我就做了一个决定。
Either Jesus is everything or he is nothing.
耶稣要么就是全部，要么就是 nothing.
That was October 1974.
这是1974年的十月。
By 1975, I made a decision. Jesus is Lord of all.
1975年的时候我生命做了一个重大的决定，耶稣是全部。
I went back to church in December 1975. I was baptized.
然后我到1975年那一年，我重新回到教会，然后那一年我受洗。
And that day I made a simple decision: if Jesus is not Lord of all, he is not Lord at all.
那耶稣如果不是万有的主，他就是完全不是主。
I decided Jesus is everything and he is enough.
那我决定耶稣就是我的生命的全部 and 这样就够了。
The grace of God calls us from the life we choose to live so frivolously to a life that is consecrated unto him and his purposes and his love.
耶稣的恩典吸引我从一个放荡的一个生活回到在为成圣的生活，为基督而活。
To contend for the truth, you must live under the grace of God in a life that is transformed.
那要为这个真理而战，你必须要让你的生命是过着一个成圣的一个生活。
That's what Jude warns us about. They pervert the grace of God into sensuality, and they miss the grace of God altogether.
那犹大在这个地方就是告诉我们说，有些人把神的恩变作放纵情欲的机会。
You don't just contend for the truth by argument, you contend for the truth by your life.
所以你不是靠你嘴上的那个争辩去跟人家争论这个真理，而是你 用你自己的生命，活出来的生命，去为真理做见证。
You contend by the truth for the choices, by the choices you make, and the life you live.
你为真理而战，就是借着你每一次所做出的选择。
You live under the grace of God.
证明你是活在上帝的恩典之下。
My time is caught up with me. I want to close with a story, a true testimony.
时间不多，我想做用一个故事结束。
My daughter was about 3 years old at that time. I was playing a game with her.
我那时候我女儿当三岁的时候，我有一天我在跟她玩一个游戏。
I put my hand on a little chest. I said, "Daddy took something from you. What do you take from me? I took your heart. Oh, sorry. I took your lungs."
我就把手放在她的这个胸前，我说我拿一个东西给你，然后我把我的肺拿出来。
Give me back my lungs. I say, what's your lungs for?
然后我说好，这个现在请你把你的肺还给我。然后这个肺的作用是什么？
He said, I don't know. I say, go ask mommy. She came back and said, my lungs is for breathing.
他不知道怎么回答，他就跑去问妈妈。妈妈告诉他说，肺是为了呼吸用的。
So I put my hand back on the chest and say, okay, I give you back your lungs.
好，然后我就哦、oh, ，好，你答对了。我现在把你的肺放回原处。
So I went through different organs to teach her the functions of the organs.
然后我就是用这样，我玩这样的游戏，然后告诉她你身体里面各个器官的作用是什么。
Then I said, "Daddy took your stomach. Give me back my stomach. What's your stomach for? It's for eating, for food."
然后我就说好，我现在把你胃拿出来。好，那现在再放回去。那这个胃的作用是什么？他说是为了要消化食物。
Finally, I put my hand on the chest and say, "Daddy took something from you. I took your heart."
然后最后我说，爸爸把那个心拿出来哦。然后这个心是做什么用的？
She said, "Give me back my heart."
他说把我的心还给我。
I said, "What's your heart for?"
那我问他说，你这个心是作用是什么？
She was 2+, less than 3 years old. She said, "My heart is for loving God."
然后他。他竟然说我的心是为了爱神而有的。
Oh, I quickly restore her heart.
所以我不敢再偷你的心了。
Then I went to my prayer room and I wept before the Lord.
然后我就到我的房间祷告，我在主面前哭泣。
Even a little girl knows her heart is for loving you.
连这么小的小女孩都知道她的心是为了爱上帝而用的。
I want my heart to be for loving you.
我也希望我的心是为了神而用的。
Because you love me and gave yourself for me.
因为你爱我，把你自己的生命给我。
Our heart is for loving him.
我们的心是为了爱神而造的。
Years past, she's now in but lower primary school.
那后来他进了这个小学。
I was in London with her and during offering time, she gave £2, two coins, £2 in her offering bag.
所以后来有一次我跟我女儿一起在伦敦，那在教会他们传奉献袋，她拿了两英镑就投入奉献袋。
I was surprised my daughter was so rich.
然后那时候我觉得很稀奇，他怎么这么有钱。
So after the service, I asked, "Darling, how much money do you have?"
然后我就问我女儿说，亲爱的，你身上有多少钱？
So she showed me the few coins she had. She said, "Auntie Irene gave us this."
然后她就从口袋里掏出一把的零钱，然后就说有一些什么叔叔阿姨给我这些零钱。
There were 250 pence and one pence.
那当中有五毛的，有一分钱的。
I say, why don't you give this? Why do you give the £2 away?
那我说为什么不给那个比较小的？为什么把那个两英镑的那个投进去
？This was the same. This was the answer from the same girl who said, "My heart is for loving God."
那这个就同样那一位两岁半的时候说，我的心是为了爱神。
When I asked her, "Why did you give your £2? Why not give your £1 or your 50 pence?"
她这个时候是差不多是小学的阶段。问她说，为什么你是给两英镑，而不是给一些零头
？My young daughter replied, "Because Jesus is the greatest, And I want to give him my best.
然后他就说，因为耶稣是最棒的，最伟大的，所以我要把最好的给他。
Because Jesus is the greatest, I want to give him my best.
因为耶稣是最伟大的，所以我要把我最好的给他。
You contend for truth, not just by your arguments, but by the life you live.
你为真理而战吗？不要只用你的言辞，还要用你自己的生命。
Because if the life we live compromises the truth we proclaim, we have lost the battle for truth.
因为我们的生命在这四方面有太多的妥协，以至于让我们传讲的信息变得没有力量。
That's what we must pass on, the battle for truth.
那这就是这一堂的结论，我们必须要传承真理。
Let's pray together.
一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your truth in the Holy Word.
主啊，为了你自己啊，在圣言当中的真理，我们感谢你。
Now, Lord, lift us up in your grace to your throne of grace.
主啊，现在求你提升我们，在你的真理当中，在你的恩典当中提升我们。
To honor Jesus, who is the greatest.
让我们可以尊荣耶稣，因为他是最伟大的。
By giving him our best.
并且把我们最好的奉献给你。
We thank you in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名感谢祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
您收听的节目是晨曦讲座，我是芳华。谢谢主用厚恩待我们。继续让我们一块来听赞美之泉的诗歌。你永远如此爱我。感谢神的恩典，让我们一生为他而活。我是芳华，愿神赐您平安喜乐。
每滴宝血为我而流，每个心法为我承受。See you.